First of all, the situation in Egypt is a little complicated because the president-elect still did not decide where he will sworn in. Will he swear in front of the constitutional tribunal, which he should do that because the parliament was dissolved from 10 days ago? Or is he going to ask that the parliament, which was dissolved, comes back? And this constitutionally is not right. And that is why the people in Tahrir are still there, because they want to revive the old parliament where the Islamists had the majority, 75% of the seats. So now in Egypt we have a constitutional problem. He is elected, but he did not swear in it. There is another problem, is that most of the people who were the members of the new committee to edit the constitution was also from the old parliament. And they are waiting a statement from the constitutional tribunal to dissolve also this committee. So now we have two constitutional problems. I don't know how it will be resolved.
What is the impact then on Egypt's Christians, which certainly forms the Christian population certainly forms a large minority there? How are they reacting to this, and what does this mean for them and for you?
Most of the Christians voted for Ahmed Shafi, which was the opponent of Dr. Morsi, and because he Ahmed Shafi was promising a civil state. Now with Dr. Morsi, who promises to have a civil state, but with an Islamic constitution to put Sharia in it. So all the Christians are afraid that they apply Sharia, the Muslim Sharia, as they interpret it. You know, because in the Sharia there are many interpretations. So the Christians are not happy, and they feel insecure. Already people say we want to go to the States, we want to immigrate, we want to leave, etc. You know, this was the first reaction. We hope that he promised this Mohammed Morsi, this candidate of the Muslim Brotherhood, that he will bring the laws that the Christians want, like the building of the churches, or the laws for the Christian family, or not to have discrimination in the positions or in the government. These were promises. Now we have to see if he will apply what he promised.
So after the presidential elections, what's the next step for Egypt? What's going to happen now?
Now we have to see where will he swear, in front of whom he will swear. Then this is a real problem now here, because if he doesn't want to swear in front of the constitutional tribunal members, whom yesterday announced that he's the president. You see, this is the problem. So now we have these two problems, constitutional problem, that we hope it gets solved so that we don't have any further tensions in the Egyptian people, within the Egyptian people.
And then one final question, I guess. What is the prospect for the parliament has been dissolved? Will they need new elections to reconstitute the parliament, or how will that work?
Supposedly, if we are talking right, that the parliament was dissolved, then we have a new parliament. But the Islamists do not want to have a new parliament because they had already 75% of the seats in the old parliament, which most of the Egyptian people didn't like the way they acting, and there was a real problem in this parliament.
So the hope then is to have
there is a real salad.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go, Father?
Yes, I hope you pray for us. You pray for Egypt.
Absolutely,
because this phase is not ended by having a president. There are many complications that I hope that they will get solved, because the people in Tahrir, which are mostly from the Islamic part, are pushing hard to do anything. So we do not want this. We want to have a constitution. We have the one that the law prevails, and the law be applied to everybody, starting from the president to anybody.